And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Now that the snow has melted and the supplies of road salt depleted, I have a question. How are a postponed UNC-Duke basketball game, Thursday night football in Chapel Hill, and bogus courses heavily populated by revenue athletes related? Each is an example of the university compromising its mission of advancing scholarship, research, and service, and I might add common sense, to the rules and demands imposed by other non-educational institutions such as the Atlantic Coast Conference, the NCAA, or ESPN. As of 1:50 p.m. on February 12th, the original game date, classes were canceled and offices closed, but this effective immediately alert Carolina message somehow did not apply to the basketball game. Indeed, nearly 3 hours later, after hours of relentless snow and increasingly dangerous driving and walking conditions, when any of our mothers would have said, "You are crazy for going out," Alert Carolina notified us that the game was still to be played because, in the words of the director of athletics, ACC policy states that we should play the game if the teams, officials, and game operations staff can safely get to the arena. I am curious to know how the leadership of UNC, here on the ground, as the snow and ice accumulated, justified or even rationalized putting so many people in harm's way because of the policies of the ACC. The campus was closed, the roads impassable, even the pedestrian pathways to the basketball arena no doubt treacherous, and yet the game was not postponed until 5:40, well after hardy, or perhaps foolhardy, souls might have set out for the Smith Center, but more importantly, hours after it was plain as a blizzard that the game should be postponed. All for a basketball game. Burdening the citizens of Chapel Hill with a football game on a weeknight and creating bogus courses to keep athletes eligible reflects similar loss of focus on the mission of UNC. I further wonder about creating a dilemma for WCHL. Our fantastic local station thankfully serves at the heart of the emergency preparedness system for severe storms, not only sharing key information about health and safety, but also playing the crucial role of friendly neighbor to those who may be stranded in their homes due to ice or fallen trees. Was WCHL put in the difficult position of having to decide between this critical, sometimes life-saving role and the obligations to basketball sponsors and listeners? I also wonder about the additional burden on firefighters, police, and EMTs to try to balance their essential community functions with a basketball game. Making tough decisions is expected of leaders. Making obvious decisions should be, well, obvious. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.